This edition of The Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 20th of February 2016 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Hi, this is Steve Mason, and this is my current single. It's called Planet Sizes.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Tom Hall. This week, we welcome ex-Beta Band member Steve Mason into the studio as he releases his third solo album, Meet the Humans. The new record sees him taking a simpler approach to his production as he loses the political narrative that ran through his last release, Monkey Minds in the Devil's Time, and takes each song by itself, exploring themes of new starts, hope and change. I'll be speaking to Steve shortly, but first let's hear a track from Meet the Humans.
I missed out once too often, I missed out and tried again. I never really knew before me, I never really tried again. But I find, this time I'm going back again. I know my six times table, I know where the planets lie. I know my planet sizes, the universe makes me cry. But I find, what is left to hide? The love we have inside. The universe is mine. The universe is mine. I thought I knew where I came from, but I heard that the teacher lied. He told me I'm a cave-dwelling ape man, no thought to the planet's size. An old man made from stardust, the monkey sings in the tree. You put those things together, you won't get close to me. But I find, what is left to hide? The love we have inside. The universe is mine. Hey, push them away. It's time I remind, 'cause I cannot find. It all. still just another sign. The universe is mine.
Steve Mason, thanks for joining us here on the Sessions at Midori House. You're here playing a few songs, well, a couple from the new album, Meet the Humans. Maybe we'll hear an older one as well. So tell us a little bit about the new record, Meet the Humans. I mean, I have read that it is partly inspired by a change in location, but that could be a very, very literal. What happened to Steve in the last 2 years?
Yeah.
So tell us.
Well, press releases are a wonderful thing, aren't
they? Aren't they?
And they have to put something on them.
This is a record specifically about Brighton, everyone. That's
yeah.
It.
So I think the Brighton album will be the one after this.
Okay.
But really, probably about 60 to 70% of this was written in Scotland before I moved. And actually, the saddest song on the album was written in Brighton. It was the first song I wrote when I moved to Brighton. So none of that really marries up. But yeah, generally, definitely feeling good about moving from the woods in Fife to Brighton. Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of what the album title is about. Yeah, it's time to meet the humans. Yeah.
Your music, you know, historically throughout the last sort of 10, 15 years, you've kind of embraced all kinds of styles. I mean, obviously, everyone knows about the Beta Band, and you know, there was a sense in that band of almost throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks. Sometimes, you're not afraid to jump into different kind of textures and sounds and different, you know, using beats and all this stuff. But I'm curious, when you turn up in a studio with this, with your acoustic, is that a reinterpretation of what you've made, or are you harking back to the way that you actually make the songs? Do you just kind of sit there with a guitar more, or are you the kind of guy who ends up like buried in cables and sequences and add-ons trying to build a massive monster when you're making an album?
There's a bit of sitting there with the guitar and messing around with that as well. Yeah, I mean, songs come from all different places, you know, and you could be messing around with a drum machine and sticking it through something, you plug it in wrong and it makes a weird noise, and then you loop that, and it really can be from anything. You just have to have your ears open the whole time. I mean, you know, I constantly hear things. You know, sometimes I'm in a shop or whatever, or in airport terminals, and you hear like a bleep will come on, like to say that there's going to be an announcement or whatever it is. But sometimes the guy or whoever it is that presses the button, you accidentally do a little rhythm with the beep, and you go, and then you stand there with your iPhone out recording it, hoping that they do it again. You know, I often hear loops. I think, God, that would be a great loop or whatever. You know,
it's funny, the airport thing as well. I read recently that I think Animal Collective debuted their new album by funneling it like along the Muzak channels of Baltimore Airport.
Okay.
That's a novel way to get your music out there. I mean, do you have any similarly ambitious plans for how to deliver this album to people?
No, I'm just going to use the tried and tested method of making a great record and then playing it. I think I have a interesting airport story if you want to hear one.
I love airport stories.
Okay, so in the Beta Band, this is probably around 2000, we had just finished a tour with Radiohead, and we were at LAX in Los Angeles. We were all waiting for our flight, the Virgin flight back to the UK, and for some reason we arrived really, really early. And in the little section of the airport where we were, I noticed that there was a kind of, you know, the desks that they go out to check you in, or not to check you in, but to board you onto the plane. So there was one of those that was kind of empty. So we were just wandering around the airport, and I noticed this one. But then I noticed that behind it was one of the tannoy things that you speak into that goes all over the airport. So I just kind of picked it up and went like that and put it down and realized that it was on and it was going all over the airport. So I started making announcements. So at first, I think the first announcement was passengers waiting for the Virgin flight, blah blah blah, to London, which is our flight. The captain is currently in the bar, and he'd like to invite you all down for a drink. And then we did one where the captain has now decided to have 15 rows of seats removed and a dance floor installed on the plane. And any DJs aboard, would you please make yourself known to the captain?
Wow.
So we had a bit of that going on. But I mean, if you did that now, you'd get shot.
This song is called Runaway, and it's from my new album, Meet the Humans.
Take care of you when I'm through. And will the love I think I felt run away in a day or two? I know you ran away, I know you ran away, I know you ran away, I know you ran away. But what I find is I don't mind anyway.
Am I right in thinking that this album is meant to be more about standalone songs as opposed to earlier albums, which perhaps had a bit of a uniting concept threading through them?
Yeah, I mean, Boys Outside, I kind of wanted to make an album that was, I kind of try and get a true blend of electronic and acoustic guitar. And I wanted it to be really clean and very kind of, I don't know, almost my version. I mean, I've always been a huge fan of R&B, like kind of 90s and early 2000s R&B, like Dark Child and obviously Timbaland and Jermaine Dupri and various other people. I always loved those productions. And for a while, those guys were really like the top producers in the world. You know, I mean, obviously Timbaland, but there's other people. And that 90s R&B, especially later on, was, it really was like the forefront of breakthrough production. You know, I mean, you think about a song like Get Your Freak On, Missy Elliott. I remember the first time I heard that on the radio, I thought it was wonderful, because it's so rare that you hear something that completely blows you away as a sort of nerdy muso snobby musician, and also it's a massive hit. The production's amazing. That's my idea of the perfect record, really. I wanted to do something that was, you know, relatively speaking, for me, something approaching that, you know, and Richard X produced it and he did a fantastic job. And then Monkey Minds was essentially a political concept album, you know, so, and obviously there was a huge thread running through that. So, yeah, this really is a collection of songs that that I felt went together, but I wanted each one to kind of stand alone sort of thing, rather than, I mean, obviously they're part of a thing because they're on the album, but I didn't have any grand ideas other than just trying to make the best album that any human's ever made.
Or were you just another pointless little world? And did you feel me suffer as I hung up on your words? And you cannot be happy as we pulled apart your life. Oh, your mother, baby, or maybe she was right. Anyway, no, you ran away. I know you ran away. I know. I don't mind anyway.
This is a song called Oh My Lord from my previous album, which is Monkey Minds in the Devil's Time.
What to feel, my sister, and my child walks, my sister. Why do I wonder old dreams? Why do I mind the old seams? A sight for sorrow, a mass to borrow. When you win, you're out forever. Oh my Lord, forgive me. Oh my Lord, forgive me. Oh my Lord, forgive me. Oh my Lord, forgive me, I've lost the flow. My brother, should I know where to go? My brother, why should I cry for your own life? Just a boy with a knife in his eye. You don't see all the loss when he weeps. I still reach for the sky with a tear in the eye. And there's a passage through the black. Yeah, is that sunlight through the crack? Oh, and if I pick up my speed, I make a break for the tree. A sight for sorrow, a mask to borrow. When you win, you're out forever. Oh, my Lord, forgive me. 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 I still reach for the sky with a tear in the eye. And there's a passage through the black. Yeah, is that sunlight through the crack? Oh, and if I pick up my speed, I make a break for the trees.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Steve Mason, and his new album, Meet the Humans, is out next Friday, 26th of February, on Double Six Records. Head to stevemasontheartist.com for upcoming tour dates and details on the album. This show was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week. But for the time being, it's goodbye from me, Tom Hall, and thanks for listening.
Oh my Lord.